You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
When have you, like, broken the rules to get away with, like, a deal or something like that?
Okay.
I'll let you know why, because over the weekend, Simo, this sort of thing happened to me. It involved takeaway food.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you're not surprised about.
No, not at all, but I'm so... You broke some rules. You rule breaker, you.
Well... I don't know if I broke some rules. I think it was the person working there broke the rules.
Oh, hey.
However, I willingly participated.
Okay, right. You were you stood by and let it happen?
Exactly, yes.
You were, what do they call that? When you don't you facilitate it, but there's a word I can't.
I'm not going to jail. Stop trying to mount a case against me.
So you were complicit in what went down.
Well, see, I'll tell you the story and then you can make up your own mind.
Yeah.
So it was Saturday night, probably about 9-ish.
Okay.
Went for to get some takeaway food.
Right.
And this takeaway, I don't kind of want to mention anything about it in case they get in trouble.
Yeah.
But I kind of went in there about 9 o'clock and said, "Oh, are you still open? Can I still order something?"
9 p.m. It's touch and go.
It was touch and go, and the person behind the counter of this takeaway shop said, not really." Kind of. It was the kind of look of they technically yes meant to be, but they're behind the counter that you couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, I've worked hospitality. It's that look of kind of yes, but please go away.
Oh, yeah, no, I've worked in hospitality as well. So I kind of very much know that feeling.
It's like, oh, I feel the signal. The signals are being sent.
And so I kind of got them. So I was going to go, all right, fair enough. I'll go elsewhere.
I'll piss off.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say I'll go away.
Bye.
And then as I kind of turn to walk out, the person behind the counter kind of dead set looks at me and asks me, "Hey, are you the type of person that would get sick if, like, food's not quite right?"
What the hell? Legit?
Yeah, 100%.
Whoa.
Now, I think everyone would get sick if food's not right.
Yeah, I mean, there is people that think that they have iron stomachs. I'm not one of them.
I don't know if I am either. So I kind of said, what? Huh? Sorry, what?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, because these people ordered this food here, a takeaway, like an hour and a half ago. It's just been sitting there. We've been waiting for them to come. They're not picking it up. We could give you that for $5, otherwise we have to throw it away.
What about free? Did you push to get it for free? Then it's a different story. Then it's like calculated risk because you haven't paid for the hurt.
I know, I didn't haggle. I just asked what it was, and it was some weird burger and chips. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Right. How many hours in are you since consumption?
Well, it was Saturday night.
Okay, right. So how did you go? You pulled through?
It was actually quite... I must admit, I did have to reheat the chips in the microwave.
Yeah.
But no, it was actually quite nice. So I think I reckon I got away with it. I reckon that was good. That was a win for me.
Iron stomach Jordan.
When have you broken the rules to get away? Doesn't have to be food related.
Hmm.
Maybe you got a deal on something that was going out of date or something that they just had to get rid of or was a bit damaged in some way.
Well, I've got a big story about someone who broke the rules. Massive story about someone who broke the rules.
Is it, like, legal related?
Oh, yeah, it's real bad.
Is the person in jail?
Not yet.
Oh, we could put someone in jail next.
Simo and Jordan.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Broken the rules and gotten away with something and want to open up to your mistakes now.
So there has been a woman on Saturday night that broke rules not unlike you.
Okay.
So the rule that you broke was just what? Food hygiene?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I broke the rule. If you missed it just before,
no,
sir.
You definitely did. You didn't have to say yes.
Okay, so if you missed it just before, I went to get takeaway Saturday night. The place was closing. However, they said, "Oh, look, we've got this food here. It's been someone else ordered it. They're not coming to pick it up. Do you want it? It's been sitting here for a couple of hours or so." It's like, I'm not sure they should have technically given me the food because if it was sitting there for a couple of hours, food hygiene, probably not the best. But hey, they did anyway. So I am standing on they broke the rules by offering it to me, albeit at a heavily discounted price.
Yeah, typical private school kid passing the blame.
Oh, it's just, I don't think it's passing the blame. I think it's just getting a deal.
You've spoken like every savvy businessman ever. Say that again for everyone just to enjoy.
I'd rather not.
What was it? It was, I don't look at it as breaking the law. I just look at it
as getting a deal. Okay, yeah, now I... Okay, take it out of context. I can see why that would be something that, you know, business people who maybe don't pay tax would say. But just getting takeaway for dinner, I reckon it's fine.
That sounded like a Trump quote. How bad that was. However,
but anything you say that's a little bit bonkers could be a Trump quote. I don't even think he knows what he says.
However, there is a woman who has broken the law in New Zealand, an Aussie woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she flew into New Zealand and she had a mandatory 14-day isolated time where she had to spend inside a hotel.
Okay, that's pretty stock standard.
She escaped on Saturday night at the same time you were ordering takeaway.
Are you trying to suggest that me and this Aussie woman in New Zealand were somehow
connected,
in collaboration with each other?
Maybe, because apparently she went, she escaped out for 2 hours on Saturday night in Auckland, New Zealand, lighting up the town.
Hang on, so she escaped and then she went back?
Well, they found her. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It
took 2 hours to get her.
I was going to say, that's not something many prisoners do if they ever escape.
Just go back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of escape, 2 hours. Oh, you know what, this outside world's pretty boring. I'm going
to
go back.
So what do you reckon she got up to on a Saturday night?
What an idiot this woman is.
Big time.
I have no problem saying that. If you're in lockdown or if you're in 14 days isolation, stay there. Do not escape.
Yeah, she hopped a fence and disappeared into the New Zealand night.
Okay, what an idiot. Good, we've cleared that. This woman is an idiot.
Absolutely.
What did she get up to? I don't know. What is there to do in New Zealand? Are they... Do they have, like, nightclubs? Have they reopened yet? I must admit, I haven't been keeping up to date with New Zealand's COVID restrictions.
I'll tell you what happened to her. She got charged under the COVID Act that they've got there. Penalty, 6 months imprisonment is the maximum with a $4,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got me thinking, what could she possibly have got up to?
I'm sure there's lots of lovely things to do in New Zealand. I just can't think of them right now.
Top five to do things in the 2 hours you escape from mandatory lockdown in New Zealand.
If you are an idiot like this woman.
All right, coming in number five. Goes to the first fish and chip shop she can find to try and order fish and chips, but it probably takes like 20 minutes because they can't understand her accent. No, it's fish and chips. No, chips!
Imagine if she wanted six portions of it.
Coming in at number four. Quick round of mini golf.
Any reason why? Or is New Zealand famed for its mini golf?
Well, what are you going to do on a Saturday night? Keep yourself entertained.
True. Yeah, mini golf is always a winner.
And coming in at number three, hit up the Macca's drive-thru on a Saturday night.
So hang on, so we got fish and chips and Macca's.
Yeah, well, she didn't get the...
She could combine them both and get a fillet of fish from Macca's.
She couldn't get the chips because they couldn't understand her accent. So.
Okay, so that's two food-based ones so far.
So she had to hit up the drive-thru in the mini golf cart.
Mm-hmm. You don't get a cart if you play mini golf. I don't know where you play mini golf, but no one gets a cart.
And
most mini golf places wouldn't even have room for a cart. The cart would be bigger than most mini golf holes.
We're out of time. We skipped to number one on your top five, 2 hours in New Zealand. She probably got...
Hang on, is number two steal a mini golf cart?
So she probably got arrested by police halfway through that late night Saturday kebab, you know, just chomping on through.
So that's three food ones and a vaguely sporting related one.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about this. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sun. Is that... Oh, wait, here it comes. You missed a little bit of the song that we needed.
Is that TikTok by Kesha?
It is TikTok by Kesha. I was waiting until she actually said the words TikTok, because that is what I want to talk about, the app TikTok.
Yeah.
Simo, over the weekend, I bit the bullet.
What, really?
And downloaded TikTok.
Interesting.
I'm now a TikToker.
Now, I downloaded that app years ago when it was called something else. It used to be called Musical.ly.
Okay.
And then it got bought by Chinese investors.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone now, this morning, I read that people are losing their minds about where it's owned and where all your data's going and stuff like that. So, welcome, comrade.
I must admit, I saw those headlines as well.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily fill me with confidence after downloading the app.
But the curiosity gotcha.
Exactly. So if you don't know what TikTok is, it's like what Vine used to be.
Yeah, kind
more
of.
More or less. Sort of short videos, most of them to do with dancing or some having some form of comedy element. And they're only like 10-second videos and that people make, and then you would laugh and move on.
A lot of joy.
That's what it is. However, Simo, You touched on it before. Apparently, the Australian government could ban TikTok in Australia due to spying fears.
Yeah, well, I didn't download TikTok and I removed the original app. Musically, I took it off my phone when they bought it because I was like, semi-sketch. But, I mean, it's huge. It's all through America. It's all through the world, this app, so...
Yeah, 1.6 million Australian accounts TikTok has.
Right.
Which is quite a lot.
It's very much the... it's the latest kind of digital platform, social media, if you like, for the next generation. It's kind of like... Now it's got to the point where, like, Facebook is kind of like your Gen X... Gen Y, but then, of course, you know, boomers have got their head around the Facebook now. Then all the Gen Y millennials, like, migrated, kind of like birds head south for the winter. All the Gen Ys moved from Facebook to Instagram. Mm. And then I think it's just bots on Twitter at this point.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter in ages.
I don't think there's any real people left. That's like going back to the Ice Age. That's like archaeology stuff.
I think the only person left on Twitter is Donald Trump. And like the only other people there are just journalists following him to see what he tweets.
Yeah, to see the madhouse. Yeah, sure.
But Simo, yeah, so TikTok, apparently it could be banned. An unnamed Australian MP has highlighted concerns with the app. And says that other politicians should be worried as well because who it's owned by is a little bit questionable.
Yeah, well, it's the youth as well. So that's what I meant. Like TikTok, it is a vast percentage of those users will be Gen Y or Zoomers or Gen Z, as they like to call them.
Zoomers.
Yeah, Z, right? It's a play on words. Boomer, Zoomer, Gen Z.
Yeah, I worked out how you'd got to it, but I'm like... Is that something that people are actually called Zoomers?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, eh?
I know, that is cool. I'm not going to lie.
So, I mean, there's already the next generation after that, which is the coronials, which are the ones that are conceived at this point in time for the future.
You seem to know an awful lot about generations. Are you angling for a gig on that show talking about your generation?
Look, I did miss out on the last election, but maybe that's a future for me.
What, just to learn about generations?
Yeah, just talk the talk that politicians can do.
Yeah, true.
I can do it.
Well, Simo, so TikTok, perhaps it is being cancelled due to spying fears. It did interest me that you kind of had it back in the old days before.
Yeah. So it was really early on. It was just called Musical.ly, and it was only 30-second dance videos. But, I mean, it's crazy because there's a whole bunch of copyright infringement going on as well because you're dancing to music that has copyright and all that stuff.
Well, Simo, even though I have downloaded TikTok, I haven't actually made any videos yet. I've just kind of been scrolling through, looking at other people.
Yeah.
Side note, Jason Derulo is hilarious on that app.
He's very good, yes.
Simo, you said that when you downloaded the app, it was for kind of dancing videos.
Yeah.
You downloaded the app.
Mm.
Did you make any such dancing videos?
There's two, I reckon, left on my account. I reckon there's two left.
And what's your account name?
Not going to tell you.
As I just reach out for my phone and...
Did you find it?
Well, you haven't told me your account name.
Good.
Well, then... I mean, there's 1.6 billion in Australia. I could go through them all, but we'll be here all day.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And the local region, right? I reckon it's rife with dog ownership, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. There's probably not a region in Australia that isn't. There's not a lot of... Dogs seem to be pretty much everywhere you go.
But more here. I feel like, you know, you spot them, people taking them for walks. People, you know, someone will drive past and there'll be like a Dalmatian just hanging its tongue outside the window.
Again, I feel that's everywhere though. But yeah, no, I see your point. No, there are a lot of... I tell you what, I saw a really cute dog the other day, which is weird for me because I'm not an animal person.
Yeah,
you know that.
Not a fan.
But it was kind of, I don't even know what it was called. It was a golden Labrador.
Oh, yes.
One of those ones that just naturally has a bit of a smiley face.
I had a run-in with a golden lab the other day.
Okay.
I was walking home and I had my headphones on, so I couldn't necessarily hear the environment around me. Walk, was walking past the tip, and there's like a little, it's the water treatment facility. And then something like jumped on the back of my leg, scared the crap out of me.
Oh, I see.
And it was a couple of dogs that managed to get out.
So when you said I had a run in, so my first mind went in, you had like a fight, like a punch up.
No, they're actually quite nice. Oscar and Howard.
So that's a nice run in you
want. Yeah, that's exactly it. There was a golden lab. They must have gone for a swim.
Were they a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean you got a little bit wet as well?
Yes, that does mean that.
Okay.
Then Golden Lab and a Staffy. It turns out they managed to, like, escape 4Ks from home.
Jeez.
Luckily, they were tagged. So if you haven't got a collar on your dogs and microchipped and all that stuff, make sure you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I managed to return Howard. And I managed to...
What about the other one?
Oscar?
No, I kept him.
No,
he's my reward.
Yeah. No, I would have kept Howard. They can have Oscar. But, no, they both got home. Happy, no worries.
Okay.
But it turns out a survey's been done about whether or not people would, if given the choice, right? 50-50, if they could either keep their... significant other,
mm-hmm.
like their love of their life or their pet dog.
Okay.
Which one would they choose? What do you reckon?
Well, Simo, I mean, it's a bit tricky for me to answer that because, Simo, you know at the moment I'm single.
Yes.
And I also don't have a pet.
You're single and petless.
So therefore, so which one do you want to keep? It's like, well...
I haven't got either.
I haven't got either, wow. So, you know... Well, I mean, you know me. I'm not a pets person. I've never had a pet, never had a dog or anything like that.
Yeah.
Don't really see the attraction of it, so...
Yeah, take...
I'd go with the significant other.
Take that as you will, Jordan. You know, doesn't find their... There's a reason for pets, dogs and cats.
Look, if you've got a pet, very happy for you and go and like I say, pets can be very cute and bring you a lot of joy in life.
Mm.
They're just not my cup of tea.
Righto, psycho killer. But 2,000 adults have been surveyed and it comes in that 4 in 10 admitted to showing Fido more affection than they show their loved one.
I'm not surprised at that. I'm not going to lie.
And also, 1 in 3 would choose to keep their beloved pet over their partner if they were forced to choose. Like, gun to their head, they're picking the dog.
Oh.
Oh.
How did they do this experiment? Because that sounds very cruel.
Oh, it'd be a survey. You know.
Survey.
Paper and pencil.
Yeah, okay. Well, surveys, you kind of have to take them with a pinch of salt because, like, I remember, like, every survey I ever get... You're not filling them out properly, are you?
People are also taking note of their pets' decision-making on prospective partners.
So what do you mean?
If they have a dog and the dog, has a bit of a, you know, an adverse reaction to their new partner that they bring home, like barks at them.
Oh, I see.
Well, apparently this is a thing. Some dogs will, like, sit in between a boyfriend and a girlfriend or whatever on the couch... To, like, break them up, to, like, split them up because they, like, get jealous or maybe they just think it's not good for you.
And typical third wheels.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I don't think this is disgusting. A lot of people do. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
To try and work out whether I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Or whether this is fine.
Well, I mean, those two things can both be, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. They both can be true.
Well, we'll find out if both of those are true in about 3 minutes' time.
Alrighty.
Simo, an Aussie woman has shared online a method of drying underwear for her and her family.
Okay.
And it's gone a bit viral because, like I say, some people think it's disgusting. Some people think, oh, no, that's actually quite a good idea. I'll try that.
I'm pretty fast and loose with my laundry, if I'm honest.
You do your laundry, right?
Yeah. I'm just a bit fast and loose with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some days I put it in the dryer, other days I might hang it out. Sometimes I might not fold it, other days, you know, I might fold it. It's just not consistent is what I'm saying. So I'm open to different tactics when it comes to the laundry.
Please call now to donate to one of Simo's shirts that sometimes gets thrown in the dryer, sometimes gets folded, sometimes gets not.
Mm.
Whereas my shirts, Simo, they just get left. I do my laundry, I just leave them out in line, like, for a week.
Yeah, I just keep my... I keep my clothes on their material tiptoes. You know, they don't know what's coming.
It's like you don't have to, but you do.
Yeah.
Also, mate, this woman, she dries her underwear, her and her family's underwear, by on the oven. You know, who's got the handle to open the oven?
Okay, as soon as there's food, as soon as there's cooking objects involved, there's an issue. Because there's food hygiene here.
Well, okay, well, let's go through this first. So yes. She doesn't put her underwear in the oven, but on the handle that you would use to open the oven, maybe there's a tea towel or something,
yes,
that's where that lives.
Okay, I see that. Ugh.
She would have put all of her underwear and socks as well on that handle. Simo, I'm showing you a picture of it there.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine it.
And then there's a bit of a hot air flow coming out of the oven, plus the general heat on the glass of the oven door. Will dry the underwear and socks.
Well,
whoever
started putting the tea towels on the oven handle, genius,
mm-hmm.
because it's great because they dry up again and
yeah. And that's what she's doing with this underwear. And Simo, I don't have a problem with this. Like, admittedly, my housemates probably would if I started doing it.
That's what I was wondering. So this woman, clearly the family, she wears the pants and there's no one else living there that is able to argue with her. A, the children, and B, the husband.
Yes, well, Simo, she is wearing the pants because all the other underwear are currently drying on the oven door. But Simo, I didn't have a problem. They're 100% clean. They have just come out of the wash.
Yeah, you make a good point.
They are totally clean. You blow your nose on them if you want.
Yeah, there's got to be a better spot for them though.
But Simo, they're 100. If they were like, if you'd been wearing them all day, they chucked them in the oven. Yeah. I'd have an issue.
Mm.
But
yeah, that's true.
They're clean. I don't.
But what I'm saying is, there's got to be a better spot. There's got to be other options out there.
Perhaps there's some kind of string attached to two poles outside in the sun where it can blow and get dry.
Yeah, there's got to be...
Perhaps we'll call it a clothesline.
There's got to be viable alternatives.
Well, Simo, this woman says, along with her post, as an added bonus, the underwear and socks end up smelling like what you were having for dinner.
Oh, my God.
If you were making chocolate brownies, your underwear would smell like chocolate brownies.
Does the husband have a foot fetish?
No.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.